And thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. If there wasn't so much news today, we might have some kicks and giggles over the New Guinea leader who's very offended after Biden implied that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Their prime minister accused Joe Biden of disparaging the South Pacific Island nation by implying that an uncle of the U.S. president had been eaten by cannibals from his country during World War II. But we'll save that for another day. Obviously, there is the beginning opening arguments in the Trump trial. They have adjourned for the day. We'll go through where we are with that trial. Later on, Eric Trump will check in with us as well. We'll get to the issue of all of these protests. You see what's happening? Have you been watching TV at all? Have you seen what is going on at college campuses around the country? Many of our most prestigious universities like Columbia, Ivy League institution, Yale, Ivy League institution, but other schools as well, MIT, Emerson. It's happening, basically copycat protesting. And it's gotten so bad that, you know, the left's, you know, pro-terror wing at Columbia, you know, now they have to hold classes virtually. I'll tell you about this rabbi warning Jewish students to go home and don't go back to the campus because of the extreme anti-Semitism. And Jewish students have been confronted. I'll get to that also. You have a Jewish Israeli professor blasting the students, faculty cheering on Hamas. I've gone through some of the people that are professors at Columbia with the most radical views, you know, celebrating what happened, the murder and the rape and the kidnapping of October 7th. Do you ever think this would be happening in your time? But and then holding up signs condoning the murder of pro-Israeli counter-protesters and the agitators literally screaming, "Jews, Jews, go back to Poland." And apparently Congresswoman Omar's daughter is claiming she is homeless after being suspended from college. At Yale University, the campus with riot gear, hundreds of students staging what they're calling is our anti-Israel protests. And Yale students, you know, cheer as the American flag is taken down during a pro-Hamas rally. Here's the initial question you have to ask yourself. Why? What part of what happened on October the 7th are these supposedly highly educated? I mean, these are some of the top educational institutions in America. What part of the slaughter of October 7th are they not understanding? An innocent country with the worst terror attack in their history. What part of the images of young babies being beheaded, you know, do they not understand? You know, what part of the direct testimony that we're hearing from women that were taken hostage and the brutal rapes that they have been through, have they not understood? How is it that they would take the side of radical Islamic terrorists that invaded an innocent country and slaughtered so many of their citizens? What part of them, you know, why would you offer aid and comfort to terrorists? Where is your, is there any moral compass in any of these people? I mean, I guess you have to argue. I mean, you have to have a certain level of intelligence, I would think, to get into an Ivy League institution. Have to have something. You know, what has happened to the left in America? And the Democratic Party, their silence is deafening on all of this. And it's even worse in the case of Joe Biden. I've been telling you from the beginning after October 7th, the conflicting messages, and I know because I have so many sources in Israel. And while Joe Biden said all the right things publicly, behind the scenes from day one, he just kept trying to convince Israel to show restraint. And he's called for more ceasefires. Attacked Israel for the methods in which they must defend their very existence. You know, what part of geography are they missing? Because you've got a country the size of New Jersey surrounded by nothing but enemies. And if you extrapolate out, they have under 10 million people as part of the population of Israel. and you compare that to the population of the United States, those 1,200 innocent people, citizens murdered, slaughtered, on top of those that were raped and those that were kidnapped, including Americans that were kidnapped, and most of them probably are not going to be found. I hope and pray they are found alive, but many might not be. We know of some of the hostages being murdered already. And you just have to ask, you know, how have things gotten this bad that they're that far off the mark in terms of where their moral compass is? You know, to get to a point where you have this Orthodox rabbi at Columbia and Barnard College telling Jewish students to leave campus, go home, because of the anti-Israeli agitators and their encampment on the campus. Now, remember, most of these environments, you're talking about very woke universities. You're talking about very politically correct places. If you use the wrong pronoun, you might trigger somebody on these college campuses. And God forbid that happens, you'll be facing expulsion. But they're allowed to create encampments, talk about drive the total complete annihilation of Israel as they chant from the river to the sea, because that's what that means, that they're out there supporting a terrorist group that was involved in the worst terror attack in Israel's history, and Israel now trying to fight for their very survival. And yet there's such a lack of moral clarity on all of this, and they're offering aid and comfort to an enemy that wants nothing short of the destruction of Israel. And then you have a president that wants these people to vote for him. And hence the president, out of fear, has had to make a choice. This, you know, you talk about a moment of choosing. This has been Joe Biden's moment of truth. And Joe Biden, when the votes were counted and they came in Michigan in the Democratic presidential primary, and over 100,000 Michigan Democratic primary voters voted uncommitted, that was 18.9% of the vote tallied, and basically sending a message to Joe that they don't like any support for Israel. Well, ever since then, well, Joe Biden has offered at best nothing but tepid support for Israel. He doesn't even, because he's put aside any sense of his own moral clarity, because his blind political ambition is the top priority for Joe Biden. And they lost 50,000 votes uncommitted in Wisconsin. But anyway, in a WhatsApp message sent to hundreds before the start of Passover, by the way, happy Passover to many of you if you're listening. Anyway, this rabbi told students at Columbia, leave as soon as possible until the situation improves. And what we're witnessing in and around campus, it is tragic. It is terrible. The events of the last few days, especially last night, have made it clear that Columbia University's public safety and the New York Police Department cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy. It pains me to say that I would strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved. Elise Stefanik said yesterday about the Columbia president, you know, that she should immediately resign, given how Columbia's leadership has clearly lost control of their own campus, which they have. And how is it that in spite of all of the appeasement that Joe Biden has shown Iran, that after, okay, I'll tip my hat, Joe Biden, along with Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Great Britain, they did help Israel repel the over 300 missile attacks that were fired directly from the number one state sponsor of terror, Iran. Okay. But he immediately followed it up with, yeah, but we're not gonna support any offensive measure or retaliation. Well, so Israel's supposed to just accept this? And what would the result of that be? Where is Joe's moral compass? Where is his sense of moral clarity? Is being president really that important to him that he's willing to take our ally and basically surrender to the worst terrorists on the face of the earth? Pretty damning and pretty chilling. And this especially after all of his appeasement policies haven't worked, have they? and that is turning a blind eye to the Iranians selling oil and even purchasing some of that oil themselves starting in March of 21. That would be turning a blind eye and granting a waiver for $10 billion to be sent from Iraq to Iran for electricity payments they owed. And Joe negotiating a $6 billion that he wanted to transfer over in a ransom hostage exchange. I mean, after lifting the sanctions on Iran, he's only made the mullahs and the number one state sponsor of terror rich again. And the biggest, the country that has suffered the most is the one that's in the closest proximity. And Iran has been using Hamas in the south in Gaza and Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon to attack our number one ally and the Houthi rebels to attack as well out of Yemen. You have Iranian-backed forces now have resumed their attacks on U.S. military bases. According to the Voice of America, at least five rockets launched from Iraq's town of Zamar toward a military base in northeastern Syria. There have been numerous attacks when this has happened, and there's been no consequences, like there's no consequences for China and their military aggression, their unfair trade practices, their intellectual property theft, or them flying drones all over the continental United States and Alaska. You know, but what do these protesters want? We now see worldwide, we hear it in the halls of Congress, on college universities, all throughout Europe, other continents like Australia, just repulsive hatred, virulent anti-Semitism to the point where kids can't even stay in school. You had the New York Post article about a Jewish Yale University student journalist reporting on the anti-Israeli protests at that Ivy League institution on Saturday, stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flag. That's what's happening, and nobody's being held accountable. Has anyone taken any notice that Mr., you know, forget about when they go low, we go high. Eric Holder, they go low, we kick them. Well, now he, the self-described Obama wingman, Eric Holder, has endorsed the illegal occupation of pro-Hamas protesters at Columbia University. Wow. Anyway, he said this, when did he say this? I guess he said it on Thursday as New York police departments were swooping in and trying to clear the campus. I guess he doesn't believe, he has no problem with offering aid and comfort to a terrorist group. Illegal occupation by Death to America protesters is now forcing Columbia University to have to close their classrooms down. Everything has gone online and gone virtual, I guess, to close out the semester, which is ending, I guess, shortly. Police had to storm Yale University's campus with riot gear, arresting students as hundreds are staging anti-Israeli protests. And Joe Biden only cares about courting this vote. Why in the summer of 2020, with the 574 riots, dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, they were hit with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, the billions in property damage, and we were told by Democrats they're mostly peaceful. Why? Because they wanted their votes. Why did Kamala Harris not get called out for supporting, quote, rioting or insurrection, if you prefer that term, when she tweeted out the bail fund after the police precinct was burned to the ground in Minneapolis? Because they wanted their votes. The same thing is unfolding here. Joe Biden wants the votes of these radicals. The Democratic Party is nothing like the Democratic Party in the past. And if they have to align with the most radical, even anti-Israeli, you know, protesters, they're going to do it because our president doesn't have the moral clarity or strength to stand for what is right and to stand against radical terrorism, the result of which will be more terrorism. I want to tell you about our friends at Preborn. Listen, they're leading the charge for the battle for life, and they do it by changing hearts and minds. Linda, they're doing a great job, and they get better every day.
You know, they really do, Sean. And while we have been talking about, you know, all of the things that are happening at preborn with the Hannity baby shower. We just want people to know, you know, a lot of these preborn clinics, they're right next to Planned Parenthood. You know, Planned Parenthood takes our tax dollars. They don't give a rip what we think. And what we want to say is take back some of that control and let's just give it to preborn. You know, this is an organization that puts moms first, babies first, not special interests. And they are based and funded through our donations alone. One ultrasound is $28. Any amount will help if you can donate, and every single gift is tax deductible. So you can still go there. You can donate. You can please note that it's for Hannity's baby shower. We just want you to go dial #250, say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Go to preborn.com and, you know, just use the keyword Hannity baby shower. You know, we have until Mother's Day to do this. I know we can.
Preborn.com/Sean #250 keyword baby. Quick break, right back. More on the other side.